From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. There are more than 1.7 million single fathers in the United States and more than 175,000 stay-at-home dads. Are you one? Give us a call, 206-543-5869. How have society's expectations of fathering changed based on your experience? Give us a call, 1-800-289-5869, or email us. The email address here is conversation@kuow.org. Here's what we heard from some of you earlier today.
I'm a very single dad. In fact, from my point of view, I'm a single dad and a single mom.
I'm a single dad, and I've had some really challenging experiences trying to retain and strengthen my parenting of my kids through a very unfortunate divorce and a very rough experience with the with family court and how difficult it is to navigate through that system.
All the single daddies, give us a call, 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or email us. The email address here is conversation@kuow.org. I was talking to a friend of mine who's got a six-year-old son, and he's not actually a single dad, but he spent a lot of time, due to his employment situation, being the primary parent for his son. And he said the expectations are actually pretty low for single dads these days, that if you show up, sometimes that's enough. People are sort of impressed with that. Has that been your experience? Give us a call, 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or email us, conversation@kuow.org. Our producer, Arwen Nix, produced this segment, and she wanted us to start with her dad, John Nix, who joins us now from Arizona. Hi, John Nix.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you were a single father and at one point also a single stay-at-home father. And I'm wondering, what was that like for you?
Well, in both cases, it was absolutely wonderful. I enjoyed being a single father very much because I believe it allowed me to become much closer to my children than I probably would have had a chance to had I been in a two-parent situation. It may have been a little bit unfortunate for my children. I think they may have gotten the short end of the stick. But for me, it was overall a really wonderful experience.
You know, working with Arwen, I don't know that I agree with you on that point. Was it hard being a single dad and raising a daughter?
Only in certain ways. It was difficult learning really basic things, like how to help a seven-year-old girl get knots out of really long hair, how to do certain things that a mother would normally have handled. And I really did have trouble with some of those basic things. Fortunately, I got a lot of help from female friends and girlfriends, so it wasn't too bad.
There was no internet. You had to turn to real human beings for help.
Absolutely.
Did you ever feel like you were being discriminated against or treated unfairly as a single dad?
In general, no. I had one experience that really stands out, but I think it was more educational for the person who was putting me in that situation than really being discriminatory. About a year after I became a single parent, we moved to Arizona, and when I was registering my son for the coming school year, the woman in the office at the school, when she read through the paperwork I had filled out, saw that I was a single parent and asked me if I had any documentation about being the custodial parent. I thought that was an odd question, but I said no, and I went and I got my divorce decree and brought it back to her. And she was very nice about it, but when the entire thing was over, I asked her if she had ever asked a woman for that documentation. And she got a very red face and obviously was very embarrassed and said no. But other than that experience, no, I think the expectation was pretty much what it would be of a normal parent.
All right, John Nix, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We're talking today about single parenting by fathers. We got 1.7 million single fathers now in the United States, more than 175,000 stay-at-home dads. I'm wondering if that's just in the Seattle area or that's actually nationwide. 206-543-5869 is the number to call if you are a single dad or a stay-at-home dad, 1-800-289-5869. Or you can email us. The email address is conversation@kuow.org. Let's go to the phones here for a minute and talk to Raj, it looks like, who's calling us from Bellevue. Hey, Raj, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So what's been your experience?
So I do share the sentiments of both the the gentleman who spoke earlier, yes, being a single father is very rewarding in getting you closer to your kids. That said, it is a lot of work. It really is. I took on my little girl and my son. My little girl at the time was 5 months, and my son 8 at the time. It's been a lot of fun, and I think one of the previous guys mentioned the fact that there are things you don't usually do that you have to learn to do. Now, this was my first girl, so of course there was some learning there, but when you stepped into it, when your heart is there, we don't give wake up in the morning and say, hey, it's being a mother is great, you're doing a great job. Yet when you see fathers do it, everyone seems to get surprised. And so this, in my opinion, also levels the playing field quite a bit for fathers to step in and do what any single mother would do. A lot of work, but very, very rewarding.
All right, Raj, thanks so much for that phone call. If you're a single dad or a stay-at-home dad, give us a call and tell us about your experience. Have you noticed that society's expectations are different for you than they would be if you're a single woman who's a parent or a stay-at-home mom? 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or email us. It's conversation@kuow.org. Are there advantages to being a single dad or a stay-at-home dad? Are there disadvantages to being a single dad or a stay-at-home dad? Or if you were raised by a single parent, a single father, like our producer, Arwin Nix, give us a call, 206-543-5869. We've got Jeff Jorgensen on the line, and he is a stay-at-home father. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So tell us about your experience.
Well, I fall under the category of a stay-at-home dad, which is a lot easier than being a single dad. So my heart goes out to all parents or dads or moms. I've got my son Jackson is 4, and I'm a late in life first time father. So I'm into my 50s, and having had a full career prior to being a parent, it was quite shocking the amount of work, as a previous caller just mentioned. The surprising thing is how much after you are a primary care parent that you don't speak to adults in the afternoon. you learn certain nursery rhymes and certain kids shows, so you kind of get alienated from some of your previous adult relationships. But you fulfill your heart in so many different ways that were so unexpected.
And how old is your son?
He's 4, and I think he just stubbed his toe. So he might be in the interview in a second.
So Jeff, how do you think society's expectations have changed or are changing when it comes to stay-at-home dads?
Well, in my personal experience, I've been really embraced. With me being older, the one common thing in public that people assume it's my grandson, but that's totally understandable because of the gray in my whisker and the age. But we're part of a co-op preschool program. I have been for 3 years, and primarily it's the moms I'm dealing with, but in that organization and in general, I haven't had any strange encounters of a stereotypical, what are you doing handling your kid like this or whatever. So it's been very supportive, actually.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking today about society's changing expectations when it comes to single dads and stay-at-home dads. What's your experience been? Give us a call. It's 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. And we've got Chris calling us from Ballard. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Hi. So, hi, how are you?
So what's your experience so far? Are you a single dad or a stay-at-home dad?
I have been a stay-at-home dad for about 6 years now, and it has been fantastic. It has been the time of my life, and I feel very fortunate to have gotten this time and would not want to give it back for anything. But it is interesting, I think, being a male, really living in a woman's world. I mean, all of my best friends are other moms, stay-at-home moms, and it is a different perspective. And honestly, I don't know if every man could do that. You aren't talking about sports; you're talking about girls' clothing or other things like that.
Is that something that came easily to you, or has it been a learning experience?
It did come pretty easily. Some of it was a little bit of the learning experience. We moved here from Phoenix, and I remember taking my young son to a public library for reading time there, and afterwards the kids would kind of play. And, of course, it's all moms and me, and, you know, my kid was playing with another mom's kid, and there was no interaction from the mom there. It was kind of like I could have just even not been there, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is going to be tough. But it got better, and I think certainly the climate here in Seattle is pretty forgiving or accepting of stay-at-home dads.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for that phone call. We're talking about the fact that there are now more than 1.7 million single fathers in the U.S., more than 175,000 stay-at-home dads, and we're taking the temperature here in the Seattle area to find out what your experience has been. Are society's expectations of dads, and especially single dads and stay-at-home dads, changing? And we've got Keith on the line calling us from Mount Baker. Keith, what's your experience been? Are you a single dad or a stay-at-home dad?
I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I was raised by a single father.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the world patted my dad on the back way more often than I think was appropriate for being a single father. It's you know, as a society, it's pretty easy to provide typical mom energy for somebody else's kids. Like if you're at a playground and you see somebody fall down, you can pick them up and say, oh, there, it's okay, you're going to be better. But, you know, you try and go correct somebody else's kid, tell them to knock it off or else they're going to get in trouble, and you usually wind up in handcuffs. But, you know, my dad really thrived in it. I mean, I think, you know, at least half of the women that he dated while he was my father was because, you know, he was a good father, and that was very, very attractive. And you know, from my perspective, it's kind of simple. Like, being a good single dad gets you laid. Being a good single mom gets you nothing but tired. And, you know, I'm glad you got something like this to celebrate it, but, we don't need too much congratulation.
Keith, I'd like to ask you more, but your line seems to be breaking up there. Thanks so much for that phone call. We're taking the temperature, talking to folks about the fact that there's more than 1.7 million single fathers here in the U.S., 175,000 stay-at-home dads. If you're one, give us a call, 206-543-5869. We've got Kevin calling us from Wedgwood. Kevin, it says here you're a stay-at-home dad.
Yes, I am.
And what's your experience been?
Well, my wife travels quite a bit, so I'm a stay-at-home dad, and a lot the time I'm a single dad.
Okay.
And, well, I enjoy it quite a bit, but I think when I was growing up, my dad took care of me and my sisters a lot. So I had a lot of that influence, too.
I see. All right. Well, Kevin, thanks so much for that perspective. We're taking your phone calls, talking to people who are single dads or stay-at-home dads, finding out whether or not they've learned from the experience, how much society's expectations of men playing those roles that were traditionally female roles in our society have changed. 206-543-5869. We've got Ian calling us from Greenwood. Ian, what's your experience been?
It's been great, but I would make a semantic distinction between single dads who have partners that they don't live with. In other words, their kids have moms that are around.
Good point.
And single dads that where there's no mom around, you know.
Yeah, it's a different job.
Yeah. When you think of a single mom, you think of a mom who has no parenting support. When you think of a single dad, at least in the way you've been talking about it, that's not the case.
Yeah, so what's your story?
My story is that I have a good relationship with my kid's mom, and I think the overarching experience is, you know, wonderful. I love being a dad, and I find that in Seattle, if anything, you get extra credit for being a single dad. So that's my experience. I'd also say that I'm really impressed with the ability of all these dads that have been on your show today to articulate how they feel, and I agree with all of them. I mean, there's nothing that's been said today that I disagree with.
All right, Ian, thanks so much for that phone call. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the fact that there are more and more single dads and stay-at-home dads in the United States and presumably here in the Seattle area. And we're talking to some of them right now, folks who are single dads or stay-at-home dads. What's their experience been? How are society's expectations changing? What are the advantages of being a single or a stay-at-home dad? What are the disadvantages? 206-543-5869. We've got Matt on the line joining us from Edmonds. Matt, what's your story?
I got thrown into it as part of my divorce. And I was working, and my wife left and left the kids in the house with me and just kind of had to make it work. Then when I got laid off, I was working for myself and trying to juggle, you know, all the usual working for yourself problems with raising two kids relatively by myself in the house. And it was, yeah, really, really hard. But it was the greatest thing I ever did.
Tell me why.
I know everything about my kids now. I wouldn't have known everything about my kids.
So even though it was a lot more work for you, ultimately it was an incredibly fulfilling experience. Can't hear Matt now. Thanks so much for that phone call, Matt. We're taking your phone calls, talking to people about their experience as single dads or stay-at-home dads. Matt saying it was a ton of work, but ultimately incredibly fulfilling. What about you? 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or email conversation at kuow.org. And we've got Robin, it looks like, calling us from the Central District. Robin, what's your story?
My husband is a stay-at-home dad, and I just wanted to sort of pipe in about the my experience of him coming home with the kids. I mean, he would go out with my daughter and baby son and come home, like, practically piled down in presents and stickers and free candies, and I would go out with my kids, and nobody paid any attention. It was, like, normal, but with him, it's this, you know, miraculous, wonderful thing.
So stay-at-home dads,
my son's like the cutest baby ever because he's got a dad with him. He does a great job, but man, oh man, he does get attention when he goes out with them alone.
That's an echo of one of the calls that we heard earlier. So stay-at-home dads have it easy compared to stay-at-home moms.
I wouldn't say easy. I just think, the attention that they get. I mean, I think people are more prone to sort of respond because it's such a, maybe at this point, still a different thing, not as common as a mom with kids.
Do you find that other women are at all envious of you for having one of these stay-at-home dads?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that, if I had my druthers, it would probably be me staying home with the kids. You know, I think it's just a matter of, of convenience and that I'm the one working. But I think that, no, I haven't had that experience, not at all.
All right, Robin, thanks so much for that phone call, and thanks for all of your phone calls. We were talking about today these statistics suggesting that now more than 1.7 million single fathers live in the United States, more than 175,000 stay-at-home dads, and we were taking the temperature to find out how that's changed you, if you're a single dad or a stay-at-home dad, and how society's expectations have been changing. Today's program was produced by Arwin Nix with help from Cameron Drews and Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette did everything else. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.